gal like my first ex-wife. And you moan the blues for me and for you. Hank Williams, you wrote my life. The cold, cold heart and a doubtful mind. I have known a few myself, and the gal that loved me half as much as she loved somebody else. You wrote your cheating heart about a gal like my first ex-wife, and you moan the blues for me and for you. Hank Williams, you wrote my life. I've heard that blues, oh, whippoorwill too, and the lonesome whistle whine. I know that feeling, so cold, so real, when the blues come around at midnight. We never met, I know, and yet I know you well, my friend. And if ever I get to heaven on high, for you. Hank Williams, you wrote my life. Hank Williams, you wrote my life.
That was Hank Williams, You Wrote My Life, by, of course, Mo Bandy. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show in the company of your cabacasanova, Romy the Rodeo, and the Italian DJ Nick. And my people, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to welcome back the show after way too long, the one and only Mo Bandy. Hey, Mo, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Good talking with you.
Well, the pleasure is certainly ours indeed, Mo. And we just heard, of course, this classic hit of yours, Hank Williams, You Wrote My Life. Now, when it comes to the origins of this song, how did it come about? Are there any stories behind this song?
Well, that song was written by Paul Kraft, who was a great singer, songwriter. And he wrote that, and he was a bluegrass singer. And he wrote it, and it was like a bluegrass song, and we turned it over to with the Hank Williams flavor to it, and it was a big record, my first record after I switched over to Columbia Records. It was my first record there.
And it's definitely a fantastic, fantastic song indeed. And speaking of milestones, this year, of course, marks 50 years since I Just Started Hating Cheating Songs album came out. And looking back on that album of yours, Mo, what are your memories of making that particular album?
That was just special album, of course. The first one after I Just Started Hating Cheating Songs did very well in the charts. And we did the album, and it just fell into place, and everything seemed to work out. We found the right songs and everything. And it was just a very special time in my career.
And for sure, and congrats on it reaching now 50 years, which is fantastic. And speaking of great things that you have achieved throughout your career, Mo, amongst many others, of course, you have 10 number one hits, which is crazy. And I want to know, which are your personal favorites and ones that you are most proud of that made it to number one?
Well, there's several. Bandy the Rodeo Clown, of course, has my name in it, and it was always special to myself and my family. Cheating Situation, Janie Fricke sang with me on it. It was Song of the Year in 1979, and it's 45 years old, actually, Cheating Situation. And then Good Old Boys with Joe Stampley, we had a number one record there. It's also 45 years since we cut that. So I don't know where the time is going, but it's going pretty fast. I don't know.
I definitely wish it would slow down sometimes too. It just like, it, you know, it's like, wow, it blows my mind too. And was there a song that you recorded that you banked on doing well and it did not go well as you hoped it would?
Well, there's quite a few of those that we've recorded. You know, you think they'll do well and you just don't know, you know, you cut them and sometimes they feel like it, but usually when you cut a hit record, you just feel it, you know, all the musicians in the studio feel it, and you know it, and sometimes you get that and you just it don't happen. But generally when you cut a hit record, it's a special feel.
I think one can definitely feel that there's magic in the air when you've created something special, especially when it comes to music. And amongst the multiple highlights of your career, which would you consider your favorite moments, you know, looking back and even looking forward today?
Well, one of my favorites was when I was on the Grand Ole Opry for the first time in 74, I believe it was. And, I was on the opera and I looked over in the wings and we had Roy Acuff and Ernest Tubb and Baron Young and all these great heroes of mine were standing in the wings there. And I'll just never forget that. And then there were so many things that I've done over the years that we've just had a great career and I'm just so blessed.
And we're definitely very, very much blessed to have you, you know, and having shared your gift of your music with us for sure. And, you know, you, of course, are country music royalty. And I am curious, how do you handle people stopping you in the street or asking you, say, even for a photo at a restaurant? Are you open to that or do you tend to be kind of more of the private and reserved kind of guy?
You know, people ask me a lot of times, people are very nice and they come up and say, I don't mean to bother you, but could I get a picture or whatever? And I always say, I work very hard to be bothered. I worked hard for that and I appreciate that. And anytime somebody recognizes me or wants an autograph or a picture or whatever, I try to do it because that's what my goal was. I wanted to be a so-called star, and I was blessed enough to do it. So I don't run from them. I appreciate it.
A man of the people, indeed. I love that for sure. And looking at today's generation of country music artists, are there any artists that you personally enjoy listening to?
Well, there's a lot of them that I like. It's just going so, like, we got so many, and it's going so fast, it's hard to keep up with it. But the music has changed so much. It's different. It has to be doing well because they're packing football stadiums. But it's just a different feel to it. But I wish them all luck, you know, and all of them.
Beautiful words for sure. And when it comes to this new year of 2024, Mo, what are your plans and what will we see anything from you with this year, aside, of course, from the constant touring that you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to be touring, of course. I do quite a bit of that. And I'm still enjoying it. I like going up down the road with my band doing shows. I enjoy that. I've got a new gospel album just came out called Thank You, Lord. And it's got the Isaacs and it's got the Oak Ridge Boys sing with me. And it's just a special project I've got going right with that. And I'm just still having fun. That's the main thing. Is as long as I'm having fun, I'm going to keep doing it.
And I think that's the most important thing for sure, is as long as, you know, whatever one's business is fun, it definitely is always worth doing for sure. And for those who want to stay up to date with everything you have going on, Mo, you know, be it new albums, be it tour dates and what have you, where can we send these folks to?
Well, mobandy.com is there with all that stuff. And also I have a free app, a MoBandy app. If you can get an app with the MoBandy, and it tells you all our stuff too.
Well, fabulous. See Mo getting super technological as well. That is awesome. So folks, you even have a MoBandy app to keep up to date with all the amazing things that MoBandy has to offer for sure. And speaking of wonderful things, Mo, we're going to be seeing you out here with another great song that you touched up on earlier, which will be It's a Cheating Situation, of course, featuring Janie Fricke. Now, when it comes to this song, any stories behind it, and what made you decide that Janie was the perfect fit to duet with you?
Well, we recorded that song, and we knew we probably needed a lady to sing with us. And we actually tried out several, and they were great, but it just wasn't quite what we wanted. Janie came in there. She was nice enough to do it, and she already had a couple of hit records. And she was nice enough to come in and sing with me, and she just nailed it. I mean, she was just a pro, and it was just a big record.
And it's definitely a dazzling duet indeed. You definitely can't go wrong when you have MoBandy and Janie Fricke singing together. So we're going to bring into this awesome song. This will be It's a Cheating Situation. Mo, I wanted to once again thank you so, so much for your time. I truly appreciated it. And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for 2024.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And good talking with you.
Oh, the pleasure was certainly mine. One more people, you heard it from MoBandy. Be sure, of course, to stay up to date with everything he has going on, because believe you me, there is a lot of great stuff going on. Here's another great classic of his. This will be It's a Cheating Situation with Janie Fricke. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show with your Italian DJ Nick. We'll be right back after this.
It's a cheating situation, a stealing invitation to take what's not really ours, to make it through the midnight hours. It's a cheating situation, just a cheat imitation, doing what we have to do when there's no love at home. There's no use pretending there'll be a happy ending where our love's concerned, sweetheart. We both know we'll take love where we find it, love and try to hide it. It's all we got, for we know they're not gonna let us go. It's a cheating situation, a stealing invitation to take what's not really ours, to make it through the midnight hours. It's a cheating situation, just a cheat imitation, doing what we have to do when there's no love at home.
It's a cheating situation when there's no love at all.